Hey, everybody, I'm Dan Bespris, the host of Fantasy NBA Today, HoopBall's flagship full-season fantasy podcast. We cover every piece of news, every mock draft, every rank list, pickups, drops, buy lows, sell highs, and every sleeper candidate all year long, Monday through Friday. Come check us out. We're Fantasy NBA Today, and you can follow me on Twitter for updates at Dan Bespris, D-A-N-B-E-S-B-R-I-S. We'll talk to you soon.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Tuesday, September 15th. And we got a fun show for you today. I am Ira Silver, as always, and I'm joined alongside with my good buddy, Devin, D-A-L-E-007. Devin, what is up, my man?
Man, I'm still a little, I don't know if it's drunk or high from Monday Night Football last night, but it was just good. It was good to have Monday Night Football again, man.
Yeah, and listen, I never really understood why people never really watched West Coast teams, but now I get it living in Miami. to stay up and watch a doubleheader Monday night football game is a lot of work, man. I'm exhausted. Was up till around 1:30. I think the game ended just after 1 o'clock on the East Coast. And
yeah,
man, whew, that really took a lot out of me. So I get it now. I get why there's such an East Coast bias around sports, but it is what it is, and let's move along.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, before we jump into today's episode, our podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They have the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 with their fantastic water-resistant technology. Go grab one today. Go to Manscaped.com. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L for 20% off and free shipping. What a great deal. Devin. We have a full slate of MLB games to get into first, and we'll kick it off with the Washington Nationals and Anibal Sanchez against the Tampa Bay Rays and John Curtis. The Rays and Curtis are minus 160 here with Anibal Sanchez on the mound for the Nationals, who I really, really dislike as a pitcher. Any thoughts for you? Over-under is 9, by the way. Under is minus 115 with that juice. What do you think here?
So I actually already put 4 bets in on this game. I think there's a couple different angles to attack it, specifically with Anibal Sanchez. You said you hate him. I love him as a pitcher because I always get the bet against him. It's just it's pretty seemingly easy money. Both pitchers right-handed. I will point out John Curtis is an opener, technically, I believe, is what his role is with Tampa Bay. You know, they're one of those weird Moneyball teams that do that. He's 3-0, though, with a 1.53 ERA. Anibal Sanchez up around 6.91, 2-4 on the year. I'm seeing some negative regression from his career ERA and WHIP numbers from this year specifically. His career WHIP is up from 1.31 to 1.75. And then his ERA for the career was at 4.04. And then this year he's almost, like I said, 6.81 or 9-1. Can't even read my own handwriting. 9-1. So a significant jump. He's allowing almost 3 more runs per game, and he doesn't go necessarily deep. So the first thing I'm going to attack is the first 5 over 5, and then the Tampa Bay team total over for the first half, because he walks guys, he allows hits, he allows dingers. And then another thing I've noticed, every other start, just about, he allows a home run. Now, he had 6 strikeouts last start, didn't allow a home run. That's going to change. I'm calling it right now. He's not going to put 2 decent starts together. That's not the type of pitcher he is. He's pushing 40. He's washed up. And the 6 strikeouts yesterday, or his last start, was the most since the first start he made in 2020. So it's not a consistent thing. One last little bit here. Some first 5 runs per game numbers here for Washington and Tampa Bay. Washington's 3rd in the league. You know, they got those bats, Adam Eaton, Juan Soto, Trey Turner with his speed. And in their last three games, they're averaging 3.33 runs within their first five. Tampa Bay, 10th. So we have two top 10 teams as far as first five offenses. And then in their last three, they've scored 3.67 runs on average. So like I said, Tampa Bay team total over in the first five. I really like the first five over of five. And then over nine full game. And give me Tampa Bay's team total over 4.5. That's just easy, easy money. Anibal Sanchez and the Nationals bullpen? Come on.
We're loading it up with a Tampa Bay Rays hot fudge sundae here. Got all the parts. We got a big treat for you there with the Rays. Devin, thanks for that. Well, now up on the board, we got the Pittsburgh Pirates and Joe Musgrove against Cincinnati Reds and Michael Lorenzen. Lorenzen and the Reds are minus 140 in this one, Devin. Pirates plus 120. Over-under is 9, shaded to the over, minus 115. Any thoughts for you here on this one? It might be a decent spot to back the Pirates.
Yeah.
But try to convince me otherwise here.
Well, you know, I kind of skimmed over this game at first glance because I got, you know, I tried to back the Pirates last night. It didn't really work out. They took that 4-3 lead, and I was like, all right, perfect. If anything, my 7 total pushes, and then I get my plus money. But that didn't happen. You know, these two pitchers, Musgrove and Lorenzen, one thing I'll point out with Lorenzen, he's normally a relief pitcher for the Reds. Typically a setup guy, but he's starting for Sonny Gray because Sonny Gray's out with his strained mid-back. So I don't know what to make of this. I don't, because, I mean, he has a high ERA at 5.23, and he's a relief pitcher. But, you know, he could come out and just have a really nice game. I'm leaning the over, though. That's the only tidbit of information I'm going to give on this one.
Gotcha. Next up, we got Tanner Houck and the Boston Red Sox against the Miami Marlins and Al Contreras. Miami here in this one in minus 160, Boston plus 130, over under is 9 runs here. I've already played the over 9 runs, and it is juiced all the way up to minus 120 at the moment. I played it earlier this morning. Any thoughts for you on this one?
You know, Alcantara is a really good pitcher. He strikes some guys out. Boston strikes out. I'm seeing plus 120 for the Marlins run line of -1.5. With the Boston bullpen, you know, I kind of like that. It's a slight lean right now. Boston got a good amount of the money. So, you know, they opened as a plus 150, 155 underdog. They're down to plus 140. Here, I want to try to find the Marlins team total real quick.
I was just about to tell you, is the Marlins team total of over 4.5 in play at minus 140 for you tonight?
Yeah, because, okay, so you found that, but I'm seeing over 5 minus 105. So I think either of those. One thing that gives me a little pause, and one thing why I kind of was looking away from this game, this Houck kid, I don't know anything about him. He hasn't made a start. This is his major league debut. It could be one of those things where he comes out and pitches 7 innings because there's no footage, there's no familiarity. But obviously Miami's the better team.
All right. Atlanta Braves and Noah against Orioles and Eshelman. Orioles plus 150 in this one, and the Braves are a big favorite, minus 180. Over under 10.5, and it's minus 110 to both sides. I got to think that the Baltimore Bats are in play here tonight at plus 150 against this Braves team.
Yeah, you know, I was wrong about yesterday's game between these two teams in one aspect. You know, we called the over, but I said it was going to be because the Orioles were going to allow 5 or 6 runs. They didn't. They scored 14 and only gave up 1. I think I want to back the Orioles here right now at plus 145 on the money line. But right now, that is a considerate lean, just a consideration, because I want to dig into it a little bit more. But here, I got something good. I just stumbled across it. Ryan Addison, the lead official for tonight, the home team money line record, 7-1. And the under has a 3-6 losing record with him umping. So
I like the Orioles tonight. And one, you know, as we saw last night, they got the bats on fire,
right.
Scored a ton of runs.
Yeah.
And when the Orioles are in a groove, they're really, really in a groove. And I like to back them after a big win like that. So I'm going to go play the Birds at plus 150 today.
Yeah, I'm going to take a note to go look at what they do coming off of a win specifically. I want to see how they follow up a good performance.
Yeah, and let us know if the team total's in play too. Orioles over 4.5 minus 105.
Well, if we're leaning over and we like the Orioles, it's probably a safe assumption that the team total for the Orioles would be a good way to go too.
All right, there you go. That's why I keep you around. Toronto Blue Jays and Walker against Davey Garcia and the Yankees. Yankees minus 160 here. Blue Jays plus 130. Over under 9 runs, shaded the over minus 115. Any thoughts for you on the Blue Jays-Yankees game?
Yeah, so I actually took down a few notes on this game. It was one of my other favorite games. Washington-Tampa Bay being one of my, you know, obviously I had the, you know, the ice cream sundae going on in that game. But familiar foes, Taijuan Walker. I've been talking about him. You know, it's he's doing the opposite of what Anibal Sanchez is doing. He is pushing 37, 38 years old. And listen to this. He's positively regressed his career WHIP and ERA numbers. His WHIP for his career was already 1.25. He's got that down to a 1.17. And then his ERA was a 3.85 for the career, but this year it's a 2.95. So he's cut like almost a full run off of his ERA. And then get this. So since joining Toronto after being traded for out of Seattle, his ERA is a 1.15 in 3 starts. And he only went 4 innings his last start, even though he only allowed 2 hits. But he had 5 walks, which is very abnormal for him with that low WHIP. So I look for that to change. This Devi Garcia kid, I like him. I like him a lot. So I'm leaning the under. When we have these divisional teams that are above 500, that system that I follow on – you know, the Action Network, and again, not an affiliate, just a great tool, but it hits at 58% of the time, and it's got a 10% ROI. So I'm going to go with the under in this game. And Garcia, you know, he's had a decent start to his career. He's gone at least, he's had at least 6 strikeouts in every start. He's went 6 innings, 4 2/3, and then 7 innings. He gave up home runs in back-to-back starts. It was just one, though, you know. And he only has 2 walks. So between these two pitchers, we're not going to see a lot of free extra base runners. So I'm not worried about multiple run dingers. I think this could be like a 5-1, 6-2 game at most, depending on what offense decides to come out. But I like Toronto in this spot tonight.
And so you like the under. I think the first 5 under of 5 runs is probably in play as well.
Ooh, yeah, good call. I like that too. I do.
Yeah, and that is a minus 115 to the under of 5, first that's 5. I like that one.
Yeah.
Next up on the board, we got your boy Rick Porcello against Jake Arrieta and the Phillies. Porcello minus 130, Phillies plus 110, over under 9.5, shaded to the over minus 115. Give me something here, Devin.
Man, how funny is this? We have two former recent. It's not like they're washed up and, you know, they won a Cy Young like 6, 7, 8 years ago. Both of these guys have won a Cy Young within the last 4 years, 5 years. But I'm going to take the over. Rick Porcello has a 6.07 ERA. Jake Arrieta is right behind him at a 5.54. Then we've talked about it before. These Mets bullpens and the Phillies bullpen is just they're pretty garbage, honestly. Some of the worst ERA and WHIP numbers for a bullpen in the majors. Now, like I talked about with Toronto and New York being divisional foes and familiar and taking the under. Well, these are familiar foes, divisional, but, you know, they're not a 500 team. One of them is, but not both. So on top of the bullpen stuff, this is going to be a lot of runs scored in this game, I think. I'm looking at like maybe a 6-5 game. It's going to be close. I mean, I got these teams pretty well evenly matched as far as power rankings and offensive metrics and stuff. So look for it to be maybe, some clutch hitting in play for, you know, some big plays at the end of the game to make it a 6-5 game is what I'm thinking.
All right, over 9.5. St. Louis Cardinals and Jack Flaherty on the mound against Brett Anderson, the lefty, and the Milwaukee Brewers at home. Brewers are a home dog here, plus 120. St. Louis, short road favorite, minus 140. Over under 8.5 runs here. You got to think that the Cardinals get it going tonight with Flaherty on the mound at minus 140.
Flaherty's recent starts has just been, man, this kid, and even though he's a Card and I'm a Cubs fan, I'll be one of the first and maybe one of the few Cubs fans that come out and say, you know, I love Matt Carpenter. I love Yachty. I love Jack Flaherty. I loved La Russa. There are so many. I mean, this is a historical franchise. Like, they have great players, you know?
What about Goldschmidt?
Goldschmidt. He's a Diamondback still to me, and what, I loved him in
what
Arizona.
What about DeJong?
Yeah. DeJong mayonnaise or mustard. He's all right. You know, he's created some more heartbreak for me than, you know, guys like Paul Goldschmidt and Flaherty. But again, you just got to respect this franchise. They did end up playing 9 innings last night, even though it was scheduled for a 7-inning game. I believe Milwaukee won in the bottom of the ninth.
No, St. Louis won the game yesterday. Okay. The second
right.
game.
Right. Yeah, so they went to extras. So they went to extras, and they had a doubleheader. Got some pretty decent pitchers on the mound. Milwaukee's bats are comfortably sleeping right now. So I'm leaning under 8.5. Maybe first 5 under.
All right. Next game on the board, we got Texas Rangers and Kyle Cody against Jose Urquidy, I'm sorry I butchered that one. And the Houston Astros at minus $2, Rangers plus 160, over under 9, shaded the over. And, yeah, I feel a little tongue-twisted there. Apologies. Any thoughts for you here with the Astros being such a big favorite against the Rangers tonight?
Oh, man. Don't let me take the Rangers. I want to so bad.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Just go with it, man. Take the Rangers.
I mean, they opened at here. Let me see. Let me find the opening line here. They opened at plus 190. They've got bet down to plus 170. So 69% of the money on Texas, but 71% bet percentage right now is on Houston. So, you know.
So the sharp money is coming in on the Rangers.
Sure. Public on the you know, the markets on Texas. So. Oh, man. Here, let me find some trends real quick. Bear with me. I want to see what Texas has been. So straight up, they're 4-6 in their last 10. The Astros are 2-8. However, their road record, the Rangers, are 4-17. They've only won 4 road games all year. The Astros are 16-7 at home. So even though those are staggeringly different, I still feel pretty good about the Rangers because, as we've talked about with sports betting before, ebb and flow, right? You know, it some things even out. Slight lean to the Texas Rangers. Maybe put it into a parlay, pizza parlay, something fun.
All right. We got your boy and Randy Dobnak and the Minnesota Twins plus 110, Mr. Handlebar himself, against Dane Dunning and the Chicago White Sox. White Sox minus 130 here, over under 9 runs. You got to think – you got to like the Twins here.
Yeah.
You got to like the Twins with Dobnak on the mound. Believe they lost last night to the White Sox. You got to think it's a bounce-back spot for them today.
Yeah, and, you know, the White Sox were the dog last night. And they won 4-1, I believe.
3-1. I just
3-1. Okay. Give me the under again. I mean, the first five under, I talked about it, you know, the yesterday, these teams, sure, they are top 10 in majors as far as first five offensive metrics, but they're also two of the best defensive teams with great starting pitching for the first five. So I'm going to roll first five under. Unless it's, you know, like three or something crazy.
It's five.
Oh yeah. Give me that all day. And then I'm seeing Chicago -1.5 at +150. And they're, I believe, you know, fact check me, guys. And I, you know, please tell me I'm wrong. I believe the White Sox are the best ATS team in all the majors. So there's some value there. Give me the first five under. And I really like that run line for Chicago, even though I think Minnesota might take it. Chicago's just, they are dangerous right now. And for my futures ticket sake, you know, I'll just throw this out there. We got three questionable guys for the Twins, Eddie Rosario, Miguel Sano, and Marwin Gonzalez. Pretty important guys for him.
Yep. Next up, we got Carlos Carrasco and the Indians +130 against the Chicago Cubs, your Chicago Cubs, and you, Darvish, on the mound. Cubs -160, Indians +130, over under 8.5, shaded to the under, -115. I like the Indians here as a road dog and Carrasco on the mound.
It's too much juice with the Cubs.
I'm not trying to lay 160 with the Cubs and Darvish. Uh-uh.
The over-under for the first five is 4. I didn't look up, you know, what Carrasco's been doing as much as, you know, his starts lately, but I think, you know, because he didn't have a win, but he's 1-2 in a row, if I'm not mistaken. His ERA was really high a couple starts ago. It's down almost to 3. And, you know, this is a guy that 2 years ago, up until he got leukemia, was one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball right there in that rotation with Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer, Shane Bieber. That was a filthy rotation. He was one of the most important parts of it. So I'm pulling for the guy. I want to see him do well, but I want him to do well enough to where the Cubs still win. But the first five under is probably where I'm going to lean on this one.
All right, Oakland Athletics and Sean Manet on the mound against Antonio Senzatella and the Rockies. Rockies +130, home dogs against the Athletics at -160. Over under 11.5. I kind of like the under the first five here. Yeah. And that is at 6.5, shaded to the under, -115.
Yeah, you know, I think Senzatella – and I want to go back and check his home splits again, so I'm not giving misinformation out there. But Senzatella, I think he gets some inspiration from his buddy, your man Marquez, and how to pitch at Coors Field. Because, I mean, for a pitcher to be a starter for the Colorado Rockies and to have a 3.69 ERA, I mean, that's pretty dang solid. I'm not sure what his whip is. I should have wrote that down. But he's a strikeout pitcher. I like that first five under. I'm not sure about the full game because I recently took a push after Charlie Blackmon hit that grand slam in the bottom of the 11th or whatever. So lean in first five under. You talked me into it.
All right, cool. We got three more games to talk about, and this is a perfect time to tell you about our sponsors over at mybookie.ag. Go over to mybookie, create an account. You'll get 100% match on your first deposit and a free $10 MLB future wager. Go ahead and use the promo code when you sign up, and that is HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Dodgers and Gonsolin against the Padres and Zach Davies. Davies and the Padres are a home dog, +110. Yeah. Dodgers -130, short road favorites here in this one. Like the Padres, that's really all I got to say about this one.
Yeah, you know, this series right here, this is for first place. If the Padres sweep, which they won yesterday as a dog, then, you know, they're in first place. So I think they're going to go ahead and win this one too. Just a hunch. Zach Davies has been lights out lately. We've talked about him before. The kid's good. First five unders
sure
in
is.
Play. So, I mean, he's 7-2 on the year, and that is a tough division he's pitching. I mean, he's pitching against the Dodgers multiple times. The Giants have capable bats. He has to go to Colorado here and there, they're NL. I'm not saying. Colorado. They're in that. Oh my goodness, it's too early in the day. Anyways, he's pitched against some good teams and done really well. If you look back on his game logs, he's gone against some aces. Gonsolin's no joke either, with a 1.57 ERA. So maybe look at the first five under again. There was one run scored after seven innings yesterday.
Wow. San Francisco Giants and Tyler Anderson, the lefty, against LeJay Newsome, the righty for the Mariners. Giants are a short road favorite here, and I'm looking to back them tonight against the Mariners at -130. Can you talk me into it or out of it?
I'm going to try to talk you out of it. Gonna.
All right. Tell
gonna
me
try.
Why.
I don't know if it'll work, but.
Do the Giants get a downgrade with a righty on the mound?
They have a couple guys that, you know, are significantly upgraded. You know, they're not going to catch a huge, huge downgrade. They actually hit better against righties than they do lefties. The Mariners, they get a downgrade. It's a pretty big downgrade, honestly. But
Giants, dude. Giants -130.
But I don't
get
know.
Get out of here.
I like these Mariners.
Get out of here.
It's probably
get
my heartstrings.
Get out of here.
All right. All right. No opinion. I couldn't talk him into it.
You couldn't talk me out of it. I'm taking the Giants at -130 tonight.
Yeah.
We got Madison Bum. The Mad Bum and the Diamondbacks +125 against the Angels and Tehran at -150. Over-under is 10, shaded to the over, -115. What do you got to say about this one? Give me something good.
One word. Over. And then a few more words because that's how I roll. Arizona, again, I talked about it yesterday and I think the day before that. The bullpen, they give up like 6 runs easily. Mad Bum, he's given up almost 8 runs, and he's not going deep. He's not. He's lucky to go 2 or 3 innings, and he's got that ginormous ERA. Julio Tehran, one of those other washed-up pitchers, you know, that we've talked about that's aging, not really doing it well. He's more of Anibal Sanchez territory instead of Taijuan Walker. Over. I mean, over all day is in play here. I'm just looking through the splits. I want to make sure there's no catastrophic dropping in average or OPS. I mean, it's known knowledge. The Angels for the last 3 years have struggled against the lefties, but, you know, they're capable enough against this terrible Arizona team, I think, to where it's going to, you know, be decent for them as far as a spot goes. And then the Diamondbacks, they actually get a pretty significant upgrade against righties. So, over. I think the over's in play. I don't know if I want to mess with the first five over just in case some crazy fluke happens. And it's at 6. So, no, I don't want to touch that. Team totals right now, Arizona's 4.5 -120. Angels, 5.5 at even money.
I like the Diamondbacks over 4.5.
Yeah. Lay some of the juice, but, you know, that 4.5, it's a good spot, I think. Yeah, so total, over, lean. Shoot, I might just put a parlay together with both team totals.
Do it.
It'll be the first time I've done that, actually.
Nice. All right. Well, we got some NBA to talk about. You want to get into it?
Absolutely.
Two games on the board. We got the first game is the Miami Heat against the Boston Celtics. Celtics -2 here in this one, 1.5-2, depending on where you're laying your action. Over under 208.5. I already locked in the over here in this one. I've locked it in at 209, so the market's moving against me. I like the over here in game one of this series. I've also locked in a pretty sizable bet on the Celtics to win the series at -125. So I'm going to be rooting for the Celtics in this one. I think the Boston Celtics get a significant upgrade playing the Miami Heat. And on the contrary, on the other side of it, I think the Miami Heat get a significant downgrade playing this Boston Celtics defense. I don't think you're going to be able to see Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero just chucking up threes. They really lock down on the defenders around the perimeter. Yeah. I like the Celtics here in the series, and it's pretty much a max play for me at this point.
Yeah. You know, good point on the closing out on the three-point line. What was the last play of the Game 7 against Toronto? It was a block.
And I don't know.
On the three-point line at the buzzer. So, yeah, you're 100% right. They definitely lock up the three-point line a lot better than the league average. You're on the over. I'm actually on the under. It's a game one. They're going to be feeling each other out. If memory serves me right, in the regular season, which seems like 2 years ago, they played each other tight and defensively and punched each other in the mouth and the nose over and over until someone fell over. But I think at this game one, we might see 200 points. But that's just my opinion. You gave yours, and it's fun when we're on different sides sometimes. But the steam has come down. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think these two teams have had some time to rest and get a little bit healthier and, you know, get some soreness out of their body.
Sure.
I think it's going to be a little bit of a high-scoring affair, in my opinion. Yeah. But anyways, that's just my opinion. Second game on the board, we got a Game 7, Devin!
Yeah. Wow. This, gotta love
Denver
them.
Nuggets against the Los Angeles Clippers. Clippers laying the 7 over under 208.5. I've already locked in a bet. Can you guess what it is?
Well, I think you teased it yesterday, and you may have some data that I don't. But is it the under?
No.
Ah, okay.
I've decided to lock in the over. I locked in the over of 208.
Yeah,
and
it's got a hook up to the over. Yeah.
Now it's already up to 208.5. Yes. Mm-hmm. I like the over in this one. This has come down significantly since game one, which opened, I believe, at 220, 220.5.
Oh, yeah.
You got to think of 208.5 this year for these two teams. I do expect the Clippers to win this game. I do expect the Clippers to cover this game. But anything crazy can happen. We've seen the Clippers blow big, big leads in this one. But you got to think that Doc Rivers is going to make some changes to his rotation tonight, especially with Montrezl Harrell being so bad and his plus minus off the bench. Yeah. So you got to think that Kawhi's minutes are going to be in play here for more. You got to think George is going to play significant minutes. You got to think Zubac's going to play significant minutes. I like the over of 208. It's up to 208.5. I like that too. And lean Clippers minus the 7.
Keep an eye out on Jamichael Green. I like that guy to maybe get a few more minutes of run tonight. Him and Zubac, I mean, their plus minus for the series has been pretty nice. Jamichael Green can hit threes out of the corner. Well, I'm going to give you some data that will probably make you happy here because you know I love my referees. John Goebel, the lead official for tonight, 17-38 is the under record. So it's actually 38-17 to the over. James Capers, one of the other refs in this trio, 21-29 under record. So again, just flip it, 29-21 to the over. So like you said, it came down from 220 from game one all the way down. Yeah. I think this is a great play right here.
You got to think that this is a spot to back the over and Eileen Clippers as well at minus the 7 points.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We're at Hoopball Gaming. Come banter with us. Live game in wagering and a lot of other fun stuff. Feel free to leave us a 5-star review. It would mean the world to us. We appreciate all the listeners and all the followers as well. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's go cash some tickets, Devin.
Absolutely, bud.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.